Well, folks, we are enjoying a town in Northern California called Boonville. Now, if you've never been to Boonville, shame on you. This is an interesting little town, and it's actually where you go first to get into the Anderson Valley area. Heather McKelvey is sitting here with me, and it's time for my favorite wines from you, Philo Ridge Vineyards, folks, and we're going to be talking about Zinfandel and two other wines, Primitivo, most folks don't know about, and we're going to educate them, and then a third wine I haven't tried yet.
We lease a 40-year-old vineyard called Firebrick, which is head pruned. Zinfandel comes from there. The Zinfandel at that age usually comes in at one ton or less per acre because of the age of the vines. But it comes in at beautiful blue-black when we pick it. We age our Zinfandel in neutral oak for about 2 years before we bottle it. We then bottle it and hang on to it for about 3 months, given that it goes into bottle shock for about 3 months. We sometimes will put a little bit of Syrah to finish it up on the top, like 5%, depending upon how it's tasting that year. The Primitivo is actually the grandparent of Zinfandel. Primitivo, in my opinion, has a little bit more of a cranberry flavor from the vineyard that we get it from. It's just a delicious older vine Primitivo, head pruned again. And it's the same thing. We actually tend to barrel it for 2 years in neutral oak. In this case, we rarely put anything else on top of the Primitivo.
From another segment we did, you talked about having Viognier and a very nice white wine. Have you ever considered co-fermenting that with some of the Syrah?
We have, actually, and that's something that Europeans do, especially the Italians. We'll put a little bit of Viognier on top of it, and I can understand why. It does make a great wine. That blend adds a uniqueness in the fruitiness. And so we have, on occasion, done that. We don't talk too much about that, but we do. And then the last wine we're going to talk about is the Vino di Mendocino 5. And this is a blend of Zin, Syrah, Petit Syrah, and Carignan. All four of those wines bring an interesting characteristic to this blend. And the fact that the Zin brings a very good base, a lot of mouthfeel. The Carignan actually brings a little bit of spice. And the Syrah obviously is interesting in that it brings black pepper to it. And Syrah is an interesting wine because when it's in the barrel, you don't get any bouquet off of it. It's very strange. And like, do you smell like anything? And then you finally get it out and into a bottle and the bouquet Syrah comes out. And then the Petit Syrah, of course, that beautiful wine that will gladly turn your teeth black. But it's a beautiful, beautiful grape. I love it, whether it's just the varietal itself or whether it's blended.
Now, this is an interesting combination. And what it reminds me of is some of the stories about some of the old field blends that folks had in their backyards. Now, is this from one backyard?
This is not from one backyard. But boy, if I could find that backyard, I'd be interested in it.
I'm assuming that this is a really good food wine and we could get into some barbecue here. Can we put Fred to work right now and get some food going?
I think we can. He's got a pretty good smoker.
All right, folks. We have some great wines here from Philo Ridge Vineyards. And why don't we give them the phone number here at the tasting room and the website also.
All right, 707-895-3036. And come and meet Jill and Sam at the tasting room. And we're at www.philoridge.com.
All right. And maybe they will teach you a little bit about the unique language here from Boonville.
Exactly. Just pick up your Bucky Walter and give us a call.
Indeed.